News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
All right, let's move on to stay with technology.
Yes, so this is in keeping with what we've just been hearing about and what I'm sure everybody is sort of sick to the back teeth of hearing about, and that is Donald Trump's tariffs. But there's some good news in the mix because over the weekend he confirmed that tech products in particular would be exempt from the 125% tariffs imposed against Chinese imports. Now, the reason this is so significant is a lot of people. So whether you have an iPhone, a Samsung phone, whether you have a laptop, whatever it may be, chances are at least some parts of it are manufactured in China and then imported to the United States. So that was likely to cause iPhones to go up. Some analysts were saying it could go up as much as 300%.
Yeah, so we had John Fitzgerald on the show last week. He was saying something similar. It could go up by that much.
Which would just be detrimental.
Well, the Democrats arguably lost the election based on the price of eggs. So the price of the iPhone would do serious damage to potentially to Donald Trump's political fortunes.
100%, and particularly when, you know, I always go back to that image of on the day of the inauguration, having all of the tech leaders stood behind President Donald Trump. We saw Tim Cook up on the stage. We saw Elon Musk. We saw Mark Zuckerberg. All of those billionaires had donated, had supported, had advocated for Donald Trump. And so I suppose this would kind of be spoiling their dinner a little bit if these tariffs were to impact them. He's saying that that's not the case. So there still will be the 10% tariff. But it's thought that this exemption is to give the tech companies a bit of time to move their production and the manufacturing away from China. We know that Apple is already, they've started to produce some elements of iPhones in India, for example. Around 20% of iPhones now are manufactured in India because they had anticipated something like this happening. But the relief for the moment is that technology products are exempt. That's not to say that the domino effect on the wider supply chain is not going to cause prices to go up somewhat. But for the moment, we can take a little bit of a sigh of relief.
Okay. That holds for all tech products, does it?
For the moment. And so at the moment, if it has a chip inside it. So if it's a laptop, phone, tablet, whatever it is, and it's coming from China, that will get the 10% tariff rather than the 125% tariff. But again, we need to keep into, and I heard Bertie Ahern speaking to Anton Savage yesterday, and he made the point that it's the domino effect of a lot of this rather than the obvious tariff. So although you may think, well, iPhones are safe now entirely, there are other elements of the supply chain that could be impacted. So what I would say is, and I've been saying for years, look at refurbished phones. I would turn a side eye to the brand new phones for the next wee while.
The domino effect or the Don effect, because who knows what is going to happen with Donald Trump at any point.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.